The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus had come into the temple area, the chief priests and the elders of the people approached him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?" Jesus said to them in reply, "I shall ask you one question. Then if you answer it for me, then I shall tell you by what authority I do these things. Where was John's baptism from? Was it of heavenly or of human origin?" They discussed this among themselves and said, "If we say of heavenly origin, he will say to us, 'Then why did you not believe him?' But if we say of human origin, we fear the crowd, for they all regard John as a prophet." So they said to Jesus in reply, "We do not know." He himself said to them, "Neither shall I tell you by what authority I do these things." The Gospel of the Lord. Our Lord knew that if they would not acknowledge John's authority, they certainly would not acknowledge his own. And yet, my brothers and sisters, our Lord clearly gives us the gift to discern the authority that he has. And as Christians, as those who share in his very life, he wants us to come to understand the authority that we have as those who share in divine life. He's given all of us the ability to pray in his name. And if we know what that means, if we understand the authority that we have just merely in his name, how powerful we will become as intercessors. And all the more for priests, if a priest knows who he is in Christ, who a priest acts in his very person. And this is something that St. John of the Cross understood so profoundly. And when he would celebrate the sacraments, people would say they felt like it was our Lord on earth. St. John would say this of the sacrament of confession. He would say, the more virtuous the confessor, the more lenient he will be, and the less likely to be shocked, for the better he will understand our human frailty. You know, sometimes we think the holier the priest, like, oh my gosh, he's going to be the more severe in the sacrament of confession. The opposite is true. The more gentle he is, because the more Christ-like. When souls would come to Christ, when we read about him, sometimes, like, the most wretched sinner, you'd be like, oh my gosh, you let him off so easily. It was only those who did not want to bring their sins to him, who were too proud, that our Lord was stern with. Something I didn't know about John of the Cross is that he was an exorcist. And a demon one time said to him, "We have never encountered anyone like you, any other priest, with the exception of St. Basil, who lived in the 4th century." There were times where evil spirits would come. They would rip his blanket off at night. They would do things to torture him, distract him. He became totally fearless. And he said this: "When friars shy away from taking on the devil for fear of his reprisals, they gravely offend God. For thus do they enable him to steal souls from God." And he said, and this is true for every single one of us, he said, when we are afraid of the demons, we empower them. They're more likely to attack us because they see our fear. If we knew who we were in Christ, we would become fearless. Just one more reference to St. John was his love for souls. He's become a doctor of the church because of his writings. And those who were close to him, they said this. They said he would never write if he had a priestly duty to perform. They said he believed the soul of the lowliest person was worth more than all his writings put together, so he would put off his writings if any soul came to him at any time. And I close with this. There is only one who truly knows our Lord's authority as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and that is his mother, the Queen of Heaven. And St. John of the Cross said this about Our Lady. He said, I have too many slices of paper in this book. He said, I commend myself to her, and I do nothing without delivering myself into her hands. That she has helped me is no less certain at every point of my life, because I know that without her help, I would be lost. I deliver everything into her hands. May we imitate him, and in and through that, she will help us to discover the authority that we have in her Son.